بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، brothers and sisters, I have been speaking to you about the importance of adab in our deen, the importance of the utmost respect that is due and that is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the right of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is the right of the Kitab of Allah. That is the right of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. That is the right of the Salafus Salihin. That is the right of the Ulama and the right of the scholars of our deen. This is the thing that I want to say to you is that it is fundamental to the learning of this deen. It's fundamental to our learning of Islam that we always and always remember all of these things in our approach to deen. And that we ensure that we approach Islam in a way which is in keeping with the great dignity of our religion. Now, I was speaking to you about some of the things we spoke about. Dressing clothing and our clothing and we spoke about our demeanor when we go to the masjid, the way we walk and talk. For example, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited us from running inside the masjid. Sometimes people run to catch up to catch a jamaat or something. It is prohibited that we do that. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Walk with dignity," because we have a religion of dignity. Mashallah. So the thing is that this applies to everything that we do. Now, one of those things which I want to mention today in this reminder is the way we address, the way we refer to, not so much address because they are not there with us, but the way we refer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. Now, one of the things that seems to be happening and which I see more and more, especially with English-speaking scholars and speakers, and especially in the West, is a marked lack of respect in referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to his Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. For example, over and over again, I've seen people saying, as Aisha said in the hadith, as Abu Huraira said in the hadith, as Umar said in the hadith, as Abu Bakr said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." These people, they are people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, radiyallahu anhu wa radwan. Allah said, Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. And we find that we are too lazy to give them that which is due, which is their due, and which their Rabb gave them, which is to refer to their name and then say radiyallahu anha if it is a woman, and radiyallahu anhu if it is a man. And if the man's father also was Muslim, then we say radiyallahu anhuma. Like for example, we say Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, because Abdullah ibn Umar was the son of Umar bin Khattab, Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu. So we say Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, because both the father and the son were Muslim. And if we are referring to several of the Sahaba together, then we say radiyallahu anhum. Right? So, anhuma and anhum. Now, point is that if we want to mention their names, and if we are too lazy to say radiyallahu anhu, radiyallahu anha, and so on, then this is an indicator of lack of seriousness, it's an indicator of lack of understanding, and it is denying them their right that they should be referred to in that way. We refer to all non-Sahaba as Rahmatullah Ali. Now, usual thing is to say Rahmatullah Ali with regard to all scholars and so on and so forth. But Rahmatullah Ali can be said about any Muslim, inshallah. Anyone who was a Muslim and died on Islam, including, for example, our parents and so on, we could say Rahmatullah Ali. But Radiallahu Anhu is to be used only for the Sahaba. Ridwanullahi Alayhi Majmain is the plural of Radiallahu, when we say Radiallahu Anhum, or Ridwanullahi Alayhi Majmain, or Ridwanullah Alayhim, because these Arabic grammar apart, this is the dignity that is due to them. Now, the issue is that Radiallahu Anhu must not be used for anyone other than the Sahaba. So sometimes people, by mistake, one can, if you are speaking and in the middle of the names of the Sahaba, suddenly if you say Imam Malik, Imam Abu Hanifa, and somebody, and you say Radiallahu Anhu, as a mistake it is acceptable, but deliberately to say the name of someone who was not a Sahabi and say Radiallahu Anhu would be a mistake, would be something which is wrong. It's an indicator of lack of knowledge. In this case, it won't be lack of respect. But in Islam, the question of justice is to give to each one what is due to them, neither more nor less. Because another one thing which we see sometimes is that if you look at now, take the Anbiya, we talked about the Sahaba. Now, we talk about the Anbiya alayhi salam. All the Anbiya alayhi salam are referred to, and then with their name we say alayhi salam. So we say Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam. Now this is again another big problematic issue, because many times I have heard speakers saying Musa said this, Musa did this, Isa did this, Ibrahim did this. Astaghfirullah al-Azim, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. The worst is when they talk about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now we just say Rasulullah. I'm not saying it is permissible, but even that may be something. People even take the name. They say Muhammad said this. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Think about this. As a Muslim, if I cannot say sallallahu alayhi wasallam after Rasulullah, if I simply say Rasulullah, instead of that I say Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said this, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said this. If I am too lazy to say sallallahu alayhi wasallam after the name of the man on whom I brought iman, after the name of the one without reference to whom the kalima itself is not complete, if I am too lazy, what does it say about my iman? What does it say about my knowledge? I mean, I would be grossly ignorant, and especially if I have been given the mimbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I am doing a khutbah, and in the khutbah I am saying Aisha said this, Umar said this, Rasulullah said this. Astaghfirullah al-Azim, Astaghfirullah al-Azim, Astaghfirullah al-Azim. May Allah protect us from ourselves. Gross disrespect, very, very bad and gross disrespect, and it's something that I very strongly advise you not to do. And if you see people doing that, then please talk to them and tell them and remind them that the people they are referring to are people whose level and whose daraja compared to their own, there is not even any comparison. I mean, there's no way that one can compare the level dignity of a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to anyone today. And if we try to make that comparison itself, that would be one of the biggest injustices that we try to do. And for any of us, and I don't care which where you have graduated from, if you have really actually graduated from a madrasa, Darul Uloom, Jamia, and you say the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam without saying sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you take the name of a sahabi without saying radiallahu anhu and radiallahu anha, then it speaks of the quality of your education, as simple as that. As far as I'm concerned, I would say that I refuse to recognize the education and the claim to the title of alim of anyone who does not respect and who does not show respect for the Sahaba. Similarly, as I said, to talk about the Anbiya alayhimu salam and not to say alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, is again highly disrespectful and is to be condemned in the same way. Also, what is important is not to use these titles or these honorifics inappropriately. For example, to say radiallahu anhu about somebody who was not a sahabi is highly inappropriate. To say alayhi salam about somebody who was not a nabi is highly inappropriate. I'm saying that because today now we are in Muharram, and many of the, it has become almost a custom in many places where people talk about Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma, and they say alayhi salam. They say Hassan alayhi salam, Hussein alayhi salam. Now this is from the Shia people. May Allah guide them and may Allah correct their aqidah. But this is completely inappropriate. Hassan ibn Ali and Hussein ibn Ali were the Sahaba of Rasulullah. They were not Anbiya. They were not prophets. So to say alayhi salam, Hassan alayhi salam, Hussein alayhi salam is completely wrong. Similarly, the term Imam is used, and we say Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam Ali. Then my question is, if Imam Ali, then why not Imam Abu Bakr, who came before him, and Imam Omar and Imam Osman? How come we say only Imam Ali and we say Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein? Again, this is from the Shia Aqidah. There is no need to say that. We refer to them as they were, which is they were the Sahaba of Rasulullah. We respect them. We have huge veneration for them. We love them because they were the family of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And therefore we say Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, Hassan ibn Ali radiallahu anhuma, because his father also was Muslim, Hussein ibn Ali radiallahu anhuma, and that would be the correct way of Fatima bint Muhammad radiallahu anha. This would be the correct way of referring to them, not as alayhi salam. I hope I am clear with this. Let us be very clear about how we refer to our own Salafus Salihin, because that reflects back on us. It is not an injury to them, it's an injury to us and to our own dignity. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.